for listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
sexy on. Get your sexy on.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Don't let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm the slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. November 6th, the Mesa County, Colorado District Attorney's Office announced charges against two women who allegedly stole mail-in ballots, filled them out, and submitted them in an attempt to test the ballot signature verification process. News site Colorado Politics reports that a U.S. Postal Service mail carrier, Vicki Lynn Stewart, allegedly provided Sally Jane Smith with 16 mail-in ballots intended for citizens in Grand Junction, Colorado. When county election officials found signature discrepancies, one intended voter contacted by the election office said they had not voted, and another voter using the state's ballot tracking system said the system showed he had voted when he had not. Local officials alerted the Colorado Secretary of State's office, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation launched an inquiry in late October. Smith is accused of filling out and returning the ballots and faces 6 counts of felony identity theft, 2 felony counts of attempting to influence a public servant, and 6 counts of forgery. Mail carrier Stewart faces 16 counts of felony identity theft, 16 felony counts of forgery, and attempting to influence a public servant. If convicted, both women face substantial fines and/or prison time. Such election fraud is so infrequent, it rarely, if ever, affects election outcomes. We have links to the detailed reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Four out of five bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Too many times. Oh, run, run, run. I'm dying in your arms tonight.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Nothing gonna break.
Bigfoot listening on his blur-tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1. FM.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Give me a second. I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, Y'all